All right, y'all, let's chat great content. Because in case y'all didn't know, you need to be creating great content, like in every form. And if you can't communicate clearly across your life, it's going to hurt you. So obviously communicating is great and very muy importante, but how does it translate to content, right? Like, you can't generally see your people's face, you can't read their face. How do you plan your communication and execute your communication so that you have great content out there to grow your business? So today we're going to chat about three steps that you absolutely cannot skip in creating great content. We're going to jump right on in. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees. Until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. Okay, guys, so I have a confession. This thing inside of me where I want to communicate clearly and I want the people around me to communicate clearly and do a good job because I just want them to. I think they have something valuable to say, but this thing is in me like all the time. And I'm sure that y'all have experienced this as well with some of your gifts. Like, you walk into a room and you can't help but at least think about using your gift, right? So I have been a communication nerd my whole life. I mean, it's one of my God-given strengths is communicating. BT Dubs, if y'all have not taken the Gallup Strength Finder, Clifton Strength Finder, they changed their name. If you have not taken that Strength Finder test, do it. Worth the dollars. But when I did that, it just told me again and again the things that I already know about myself, that communicating is one of my gifts. And I'm so thankful for that because of a myriad of reasons. But one of them is I'm able to communicate clearly and help other people communicate clearly. So one of the things that I have found so, so valuable, but also so missing in a lot of communications are these three things. So we're going to go over these three things that I want to make sure you do not skip and creating great content. Ready? All right. Step number one is before you actually create the content, you have to figure out the main point of what you want to say. Now, this sounds a little bit ridiculous because it's like, well, duh, you need to know what you want to say. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes we sit down to create content and we don't know what the main point is. Now, back in our high school English class days, we called this the thesis statement, okay? One of my English professors called it the SOFT, the say one frickin' thing. You could also call this the main takeaway. But here's the deal. If you do not know what the main point of your talk, your blog post, your podcast, your YouTube video, your social media post, if you don't know what the main point of this piece of content is, and you cannot clearly communicate it, your audience won't know what it is either. Now, let's be real here. We're all busy. How many of y'all are listening to this podcast while you do something else, okay? Which is okay, totally okay. But unless you are abundantly clear in your communication, the point will get lost and no action will be taken. So before you sit down to write up a speech, write out a blog, or write an outline for a podcast, or do your social media posts for your business for the day, before you do that, please, please, please know what the main point is that you want to say, okay? Now, when I'm planning content, this is usually the first thing I do. My current content planning methodology, I have like a little table at the top of a Google Doc where I have the date, the episode number, and the main point, and maybe a title idea, and a CTA, and keyword. Like, I just have this very simple system going right now because I need simple in my life. But when you're planning content, it's totally okay to just go ahead and plan out what the main point is going to be and worry about the title later, okay? So figure out the main point of what you want to say, okay? Because if you don't know what the main point is, your audience won't know either, okay? The number two thing I want you to know is this. Well, hey there, pal. I just wanted to take a minute and tell you about a coaching call offer that I have for you. Are you tired of having to guess at what keywords you actually need to get more traffic to and more sales from your website? Do you feel like you're just fumbling around in the dark with your SEO strategy? Do you second guess yourself every month when it's time to plan your content? What if we could fix literally all of that in 1 hour? In a 1 hour coaching session, we'll powwow over Zoom and hash out your best fit SEO strategy and the ideal keywords for your business and your goals. You'll walk away with the exact right keywords, page titles, and H1 text for your main website pages. You'll get a blog strategy for the next 4 blogs, complete with SEO-friendly, click-worthy titles, and as a bonus, a Google Analytics tracking template and a bonus module for my course, On the House. So go to faithhannon.com/booking to grab your spot now or click the link in the show notes. Spots are limited and they fill up fast. So don't waste any more time fiddle farting around with a spaghetti at the wall approach. Let's get a solid SEO strategy locked and loaded and ready to go for you so that you can reach more of your people with your God-given gifts in business. Okay, the number two thing I want you to know is this. What problem does this piece of content, this social media post, this blog, YouTube podcast, whatever, what problem does this solve for your audience? And get super, super, super practical with this. Like, not just enjoy life more, feel better. Like, don't be fluffy McFluff with this. What problem does it solve? Y'all, we are all, spoiler alert, we are all thinking about ourselves when we read content, when we scan websites, when we look at social media. If you are not crystal clear in the problem that your product, business, or this individual piece of content solves, bye, gone, okay? Be crystal clear on the problem that your content solves before you deliver the content. Now, there is a very simple way to do this. Just put a spot in your content creation template, whatever you use, for the problem that it solves, okay? Like, just leave a blank and then write that in before you create the content, okay? Because if you don't have that problem that you're solving in the back of your mind as you're creating and delivering the content, you're gonna miss out on, one, conversions, and two, just helping people, because people are looking for solutions to their problems, right? Y'all listen to this podcast because you were looking for a solution to creating better content, right? Think about the problem that you're solving with that piece of content before you actually deliver the content, okay? And the number three thing that I want you to be thinking about is, and have figured out and dialed in, is what's the clear win? What's the clear win that somebody's going to walk away with? Not something fluffy. I want a measurable outcome for this piece of content. I want you to know, and I want them to know, what the clear win is, okay? Because when you can deliver time and time again with clear content, you solved their problem and you gave them a win, be it a small win or a large win with that piece of content, you're gonna build trust. And then, even if somebody doesn't make a purchase right then, if you have consistently built trust, you are going to be the person that they turn to. And your business is going to be the one that they come knocking on your digital door when they're ready to spend their dollars. Now, I just heard a fun fact the other day about how Gen Zers are, it's more and more important to them to work with a business that they trust. And again, I can't help myself with the bonus tips, people. I just can't. So the bonus tip for you today would be, don't be afraid to repeat what you've said or reiterate it or remind them of what you've said. When you're creating content and you have the main point crystal clear in your mind and in your content, don't be afraid to repeat that. Again, we're all busy. It's so hard in today's world to have your brain focused on just one thing at a time. And so most people, especially if you're doing it in a helpful, kind way, they don't mind being reminded. And you don't have to say it in the exact same way. You can reiterate it. You can come up with different iterations of your main point, right? But don't be afraid to repeat, reiterate, or remind them of what you've said. All right, speaking of repeating, the three things that I absolutely do not want you to skip in creating great content are these three. Plus a bonus, I want you to figure out the main point. Figure it out so you can say it crystal clear, so you can communicate it very clearly. Number two, what problem does this piece of content solve? Number three, what's the clear win? And bonus tip, don't be afraid to repeat it. All right, y'all, looking forward to chatting with you next week. Take these three tips, use them in your content creation, and make sure that you have my tip sheet on 10 things to help you write better content. I walk you through just some really tactical, practical things to do in your content creation process that you can put into action today. All right, y'all, chat with you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.